It is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. Well, Villanova is going to lose their head men's basketball coach. He's going to step down after what I'd say is a pretty good career at Villanova. He's done wonders with that team, and he's kept them going. And at the age of 60, I guess it's time to step back, okay? He originally served as an assistant to Raleigh Massimino from 87 to 92, and it went with him to University of Las Vegas in 1992 to 1944. And then he returned to take the Hofstra job at Villanova. He led the Wildcats to 2 NCAA championships, 5 Big East tournament championships, making 4 appearances in the Final Four, including 2022 when the Wildcats lost to the eventual national champion, the Kansas Jayhawks. His record overall, 642-282, and he was inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame in 2021. So there you go. That's what I would call a successful career. And you know what? Not one mention of any recruiting violations or anything like that. Not one. All right? All right. How about being honest as a sports star? I'm sorry. I love Shaq O'Neal. I love Shaquille. He's turned into a great dad. He's turned into a great spokesman to turn Domino's, or not Domino's, to turn that other pizza place around, Papa John's. And he just does nice things for people. And he was very candid about his divorce. He regrets, in an interview, "I was arrogant, I was dumb," talking about some of the regrets he has in his career. He was married in 2002, things did not work out. "I was just being greedy. I had the perfect situation. My wife was finer than a mug. Kept giving me babies still, finer than a mug. I had it all. I had it all. I don't make excuses. I know I messed up." O'Neal said he felt lost and lonely after the divorce was over and his playing career was finished. So, he took responsibility. And I just think he's a great example for someone being so big in sports and saying and doing the right things. All right. All right. Should we talk about the USFL? I don't think so. I don't think so. Why? Remember our good buddy Luke Voigt? Well, he collided with Reds' Tyler Stevenson at the plate, and boy, did tensions boil over. Voigt slammed into Stevenson's head as he tried to score from first on a Jackson Profar double. Somehow, the catcher held on to the ball for the out, but left the game with a concussion. There's a picture of the collision. The San Diego coach defended the play. "The ball takes him right into Luke," he said. "There's no way to go, and I think Luke was just trying to protect himself, putting his hands up. I think they got it right." It was quite a hit, I'll tell you that. Quite a hit. I wouldn't want Luke Voigt to run into me. Big guy. Strong guy. I'm glad he was a Yankee for as long as he was a Yankee. And now he's moved on. All right. What else? Well, we'll go on to Major League Baseball. Take a look at the scores. Local scores, anyway. With local, and when I say local, I mean, you know, the teams in our region that we follow. The Yankees defeated the Tigers 5-3. The Giants over the Mets 5-2. The Blue Jays over the Red Sox 6-1. Now in that Yankee game, there was finally some good news about pitching for the Yankees. Serafino, he had his return. He had a good night. The Yankees got the win. He made big pictures, and he did great. That from manager of the Yankees, Aaron Boone. Boone went on to say, it's felt like some pitchers are feeling for their stuff a little bit during the past few games, but Cervino scattered 7 hits and just 1 extra base runner with a walk. That's not bad. So congratulations to him. And if you take a look, it's so early in the season, but if you take a look at the standings in the American League East, what a wild division. The Yankees and Toronto in first place at 7-5. Tampa Bay in third place at 7-6. Boston in fourth place at 6-6, only a game out. And Baltimore at 4-8 is only 3 games out. Wild division. Beginning to look like the NFC East. All right, in the NBA, playoff games resumed. Yesterday, the Bulls over the Bucks, 114-110. They lead the series. That series is tied at 1 game apiece. The 76ers down the Raptors, 104-101. Philadelphia leads that series 3 games to none. The Nets fell to the Celtics, 114-107. The Celtics lead that series 2 games to none. The Pelicans over the Suns, 125-114. That series is tied at 1 game apiece. Moving on to hockey. Local action. And as I said, when I say local action, I mean, you know, New York, Boston, stuff like that. All right. Let's see if anybody played yesterday locally. I don't think so, no. Today, the Devils take on the Sabres. The Bruins take on the Penguins. The Rangers take on the Islanders. There you go. That's it. And I would say that's it for sports this morning. You're on Robin Hood Radio.